أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لسبأ في مسكنهم آية جنتان عن يمين وشمال. In the previous surah, we read that Allah Ta'ala had entrusted mankind with the amanat of deen. And then in this surah, Allah explained those people who executed that amanat, who upheld that amanat, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam's example was given. That when they upheld that amanat, how Allah had blessed them in this dunya and gave them, as far as deen is concerned, nabuwat, which was the highest position a person can get, which is only by the gift of Allah Ta'ala. And as far as dunya is concerned, Allah gave them such a government that nobody ever had such a government before nor after them. And now Allah explains about the people of Sabah, that when they did not uphold that amanat and they did not make shukr and were not obedient to Allah, then in spite of having such great blessings from Allah, how it was destroyed. So, and this is all a lesson for us, the readers of the Quran, that we should take lesson. We should uphold that amanat and fulfill the rights of deen, and we should make shukr to Allah and be obedient to Him. So Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ قوم سبا کو تھی ان کی بستی میں نشانی. Undoubtedly, for the people of Sabah, in their residences they had, is a great sign. That is, Allah had blessed them with such great ni'mats, that in this dunya, what mansions they lived in, what comfort they lived in, what security, prestige and honor they had, everything was like an example of Jannat Allah had given to them in this dunya, which Allah explains further, Jannatani ayn yaminu wa shimal. Do baagh, dahne or baaye. We had given them two gardens on the right and the left. Mufassireen have written, this were not only two gardens, they were referred as two because the roads that were in between and both sides, there were beautiful orchards and gardens, and that were so huge and large and joined to one another that they all looked like one garden orchard on the right and one garden on the left. That is, in all the streets where they went, Allah had blessed them with great, great, beautiful orchards and gardens. Their houses were beautiful mansions. They enjoyed great peace of mind, contentment of heart. They had security. All their needs were fulfilled very comfortably. They lived a very comfortable, a very luxurious life. And further, Allah told them, "Kulu mi rizqi rabbikum washkuru lah." Khao rozi apne rab ki aur uska shukar karo. Eat of the rozi, the sustenance which Allah had given to you, and be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Allah has given His ni'mats to be used, and then to be thankful to Allah, to acknowledge those ni'mats, and then to appreciate them and be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. That is not only a human, even an animal is thankful. A dog that gets a piece of bread from your door remains loyal to that door. So a human being, how much more loyal and how much more should he not acknowledge and be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌ غَفُورٌ. In this one little phrase, Allah has explained what great ni'mats Allah had given them. شَهِرْ هَي Pakiza. It was a city that was pure and clean. A wonderful life they have of great enjoyment. وَرَبٌ غَفُورٌ or رَبْ هَي guna بَخَشْنِ وَعَلَى. And Allah is that great Lord, that great Allah who forgives in great abundance. Allah is most merciful also. Basically, a person's direction must be to Allah Ta'ala. Acknowledge, appreciate the favors of Allah. On the way, if he errs and makes mistakes, he will find Allah to be forgiving. But when our direction is not right, then there are problems in our life. If we acknowledge, we are thankful, yet we are humans, we will make mistakes, Allah will forgive also. Then when they had these material great benefits, Allah sent a Rasul to them, a Nabi to them, to tell them to be obedient to Allah, to obey the commands of Allah and acknowledge that all these ni'mats are from Allah Ta'ala. فَعَعَرَضُوا So dhyan nahi na laaye. And they did not pay any attention to the Nabi that had come. And this is one of the adverse things of having ni'mats. Then a person feels it is his birth right to have all these things. He does not acknowledge that somebody has given it to him. And he feels he can use it as he wants to. And when that happens, and is reminded that you have to use it in a specific way, the one that has given it to you, you should use it according to his instructions. And then a man normally disobeys then, and he wants to do what he feels like. And he does not acknowledge this, and he lives his own life. So when they disobeyed, فَرَسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِمْ پھر چھوڑ دیا ہم نے ان پر ایک نالا زور کا. Then we send a huge flood over to, on them. The queen of Yemen, Sheba, she had built a dam for them. And this dam was divided in three parts. When the waters were left from the first gates, they went into the second dam, and from there into the third dam, and it was such a dam that sufficed for the irrigation of all the farms very well. Throughout the year they had sufficient water, and it was under great control. They had a lot of water in those dams, and it was controlled also very well, and as they needed they used the water from there. But when they disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, those very dams that were the source of the comfortable an enjoyable life, that became the very source of their destruction. Allah made those dams to overflow, burst their walls, and they were flooded, and everything then got destroyed after that. وَبَدَّلْنَاهُمْ بِجَنَّتَيْهِمْ اور دیئے ہم نے ان کو بدلے میں ان دو باغوں کے. And then those beautiful gardens and orchards that they had, and that were irrigated with that very water of those dams, we changed it when the floods came now to jannatain dhawatay ukulin khamtiyun wa athlin wa shay'in min sidrin qalil. Do baagho jin mein kuch meva kela tha aur jao aur kuch ber thore se. And now we have changed where those very two gardens of theirs, those orchards and those gardens of theirs, we have changed it now into bitter and thorny trees, and also into bamboo sticks. That is all what started growing now. And also that we had made some berries for them, that was all. Those beautiful gardens now, because of that flood, were changed completely. And this was symbolic of when they were thankful to Allah, they enjoyed all those ni'mats. When a person is disobedient to Allah, now he changes into bitterness, he changes into difficult conditions. And this we should realize is still a daily occurrence in our lives also. If we are thankful to Allah, we are obedient to Allah, Allah sends good conditions for us. But when we are disobedient to Allah, those very same conditions, Allah changes them into bad conditions. Our very own children, they were so beautiful, so cute, and we enjoyed them so much. But when we bring them up wrongly, we give them the wrong education, Allah uses those very children to torment us now, and they cause us unlimited difficulties and hardships in life. Our very houses, our very businesses, our wives, as long as we are obedient to Allah and thankful to Him, He uses all this to serve us. But when we become unthankful to Allah, we disobey Allah, Allah causes problems to come in those very things that we were seeing as our comfort and enjoyment, and they cause us great torment. So this is a lesson for all times from the people of Sabah. ذلك جزيناهم بما كفروا. And yeah, Allah draws the conclusion and says, ye badla diya humne unko us par ke na shukri ki. Thus we gave them this retribution and we gave them this punishment because of their disobedience. They did not believe in Allah. They did not acknowledge and obey the commands of Allah Ta'ala. وَهَلْ نُجَازِ إِلَّا الْكَفُورِ. اور ہم یہ بدلہ اسی کو دیتے ہیں جو ناشکر ہو. And do we ever punish anyone? Only but those people who are disobedient to us. In other words, Allah, there is no uncontrolled system by Allah that just does anything as He wants to. No, there is a reason for everything. Whenever we have difficult and hard conditions in whichever sphere of our life, whether it is our own mental state, whether it is our finances, whether it is our domestic life, whether it is our financial life, a person should look for the problem in his own life. We look for the problem outside our lives. We look at it from other people, but it is our own folly and our own destruction that brings this great consequences onto us. And if we are thankful and obedient to Allah, Allah's mercies descend. Then a person enjoys a wonderful and comfortable life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.